Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God is putting wise things together and He's organizing people that love Him to do His mighty work. Everything that God does is done with thought and His wisdom. He does nothing without His wisdom, just like He does nothing without His love. And He won't do anybody wrong. Now, you have an enemy out there on the loose that you can't see, but you can sense him sometimes. You can sense him, but you just can't see him. And he's out to give you the worst advice, the worst influences, and steer you away from the heart of God's will. He wants to get you in rebellion and ultimately cause you to curse God and die. He has no love for what's right. So that means you can never trust Satan to tell you the truth. And when people believe his lies, it steers them on a path. They're going to eventually hate. They endeavor to go down. But I thank God for his great love. He doesn't hold it against us when we make the wrong choices. He gives us light so that we can come out of the dark paths if we want to. He wants us to. He does it to help us, but he will not cross your will. If you want to stay in darkness, you can. But he wants you to know that better exists in case you want to get in on what's better, which is the kingdom of God. So many people reject the kingdom of God because they believe the lies and influences that the world has presented them with. See, the world system is full of people who are persuaded by Satan's darkness. And there are so many thoughts out there. Some of them believe that there's no God, there's no devil, it's just us, and we do what we want to. And so they think that whatever they do is fine, and when they die, they don't exist anymore. That's not true. Whatever you do, you're going to face it again. If you do what's wrong, it's just like planting a bunch of thorn bushes in your beautiful yard. Those thorn bushes will grow up and they will cut you when you walk through them. And the future you set, you're setting your future now. Whatever you're choosing to do, if you're doing right, you're going to see the rewards of doing right. If you do what's wrong, it's going to be consequences and you're not going to like them. And the Lord knows this. He already see it. He know it. He know what you're walking into. But the only way to get you out of trouble, he has to give you his word. So he called the most unusual people to the ministry to preach. And they preach Jesus. They preach the word of God. To give your life hope, to give you a beautiful future, and not just a beautiful future, but the beginning of a beautiful present. See, a healing process begins when you take God and His word. A destruction against you begins when you take the influences of the world, which is based on Satan, at their word. Satan don't come to you as Satan. He gives people the wrong information and they express it and you believe it and you're trapped in the same trap as if he came himself. And he's not going to come like a growling monster. He's not going to come like a big, scaly or hairy, bad-smelling, tough monster that you can't kill. He's going to come like an angel. He's going to appear to be harmless. And whatever he says is going to sound good. But it has a leaven in it. that's going to work against you. See, Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when they ate off it, they fell out of the kingdom of God and into the trap of the world system. And the first thing they did when they heard God's voice coming in the cool of the day, they ran. They never saw God face to face like we don't, but they had a relationship. They knew he was there. See, if they saw him, there wouldn't have been no excuse. The Lord wouldn't have been able to save them, but they never saw God. There's a lot of information they didn't know. They fell in the baby stage of life. Now, they were grown people, but they fell without a lot of knowledge. The angels of God have great knowledge. They have a great wealth of knowledge. God gave them a greater portion of his knowledge. So when they turn from the path of God, they can't come back, because they got to a point where they rejected everything that he stands for, and they knew it. Now, Adam and Eve, they were like, you know, if a toddler drinks poison, you do all you can to rescue them. They didn't know it was poison. That's why you have childproof caps on things they don't need to partake of. So there's so much information that mankind still lacks. Even our greatest minds on the earth, they're just scratching the surface. The Lord can still use grace and save them if they'll take Jesus at his word. Now, mankind took the serpent at his word. They took the wrong influence of Satan as if it was truth. So now, the way to get in the kingdom of God, you got to take God at his word. See, the Father used prophets to prophesy that Jesus was coming. And they didn't always understand everything about what they were prophesying, but all of their prophecy worked together. And it's a pure word of God. You can read the prophecies of Ezekiel, of Joel, of Jeremiah, and of Isaiah, and they all work together for the same reason. All of the prophets that God used, Moses, even and Job, the things that they said. Job is the oldest book of the Bible. He lived 400 years before Moses, and he wrote Job, I believe. And he expressed the need of a mediator, a savior, a daysman. See, he knew. He was Jacob's grandson, Israel's grandson, so he knew that he needed a savior, because they had a relationship with the Lord. It all works together, folks. Everything of God works together. Now, we're still dealing with end times, and we're focusing on how to live and cooperate with God in the end times. God has all of your best interests at heart. He loves you. He loves you dearly. And whatever you did, don't get hung up on what you did in the past. Believe God for your future. Take him at his word now. And you may be embarrassed to make amends of the sins that's holding you back. You feel guilty. You feel like you wish you hadn't done it. You feel embarrassed. You don't know how to talk to people and tell them how you did them wrong. You may not know how to do that now, but with the Lord's help, you can do all the things you need to do. Think about it this way. If you're a sinner, sinners sin. And hopefully, when you realize you're a sinner, now you're ready to do something. When people want to get off alcohol, they realize that they are alcoholics. And now they're ready to live. The people that don't get off of it are the ones who pretend that they're not. And they wake up in the park, or they wake up in a ditch. I've seen a man sleep it off in the alley. Now, when you wake up, you say, well, I'm in trouble. Now you're ready for help. But when people think they got it, okay, you're still in the dark. And you have, and if you don't want to come out of it, you don't, you know, there's nothing nobody can do. But if you want help, God can help you. And there's no situation you can get in. The Lord, you have to have courage to do whatever it is you need to do when God show you what to do. And when the Word of God show you what to do, you're just going to have the courage to do it. You did it before. You did wrong. So now have the courage to do right. Now, these broadcasts are 15 minutes on the radio, but they're 30 minutes on the website. Visit newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. All small case. Put it in the address bar and it'll go right to the website. Newlivingletters.com. And if you're looking for a good church home, go to Victory Christian Fellowship, 2440 Minor Parkway. If you need healing, go to Victory Christian Fellowship, 2440 Minor Parkway in Adamsville, right there in front of the high school, down the hill from Minor High School. I thank God for my pastor, Pastor Jim McCann. We're going to do a broadcast with him in the near future. And hopefully next week. Anyway, God loves you. He wants you to have His best. Enter into His best. Now, if you really want to know God for yourself, man will introduce you to Him. But there's going to have to come a time where you can seek God on your own. Most people want to seek God through man. They want to. They trust their pastor or somebody they greatly respect, and every time they have a Bible question, they take it to them. They take it to their pastor, which is better than nothing. They pastors can truly help you, but there is going to be a day where you're going to have to go in prayer and ask the Lord your questions one on one. And some things, the best pastors won't be able to tell you. They're going to have to seek God. And you're just going to have to learn to seek the Lord. God is there. The Holy Spirit can guide you into all truth. And if you want to be effective in ministry, all you pastors and ministers that want to do a great work for God, the first thing you got to do is totally forget about your plans. Just close the book on that chapter. All the plans you came up with and your organization, just close the book on that. Go in your prayer closet and go in His presence. Go in the Lord's presence and enjoy the Lord. And He's going to relate to you. And He's going to guide you into what would truly work. And you're going to have to stick with it. It's just like everything else. It's by faith. Your salvation is by faith. Your growth is by faith. And the heart of God's will in your life, as He revealed it to you, you got to trust Him by your faith. And you got to take Him at His word. And you're going to have... See, if you when organized religion, even organized Christianity, they organize God right out of it. Because Zechariah said, it's not by might nor power, but by my spirit. So if you want the life of God and His best in your life, you're going to have to see Him. See, the bridge was gap. Jesus bridged the gap for you. Now, if you're faithful with the written word, like we were saying last broadcast, the Holy Spirit will be able to dialogue with you. And He'll be able to give you God's real plan, and you leave that old plan that you had alone and don't go back to it. It's not working. Even if people got saved, it's not working in comparison to what God's going to do. Now, some parts of your plan was right. And the part that's superimposed into God's will, that part worked. That's why it seemed to work. See, when people preach, they don't just preach the word. They preach their influences. They preach their persuasions. They preach their traditions. Whatever they believe, they preach it. And the people are going to be just like that person who was preaching, because that's the way they receive God's word. But when the Holy Spirit give you a message, and when He give you the way to deliver it and the timing, everything is well thought out. And you'll find out He don't prompt you to preach your traditions and persuasions and things that are just wrong. See, some parts of the way we are persuaded and the way we believe is just wrong. And we preach it all together like soup. But the Word of God interprets itself. And I'm always learning and making adjustments. And the way to preach a perfect message is receive what God said and preach that and don't add to it. And don't take away from it. If you take away from it, you didn't finish. And if you add to it, you're adding in unfiltered word. I mean, you're adding in unfiltered logic. And it works. Jesus put it this way, if you don't build with me, you scatter. And I've seen preachers do this in every denomination. Even the ones that thought they were perfectly right did it. They preach their persuasions and that won't work. It puts a taint on what God is doing. You have to preach what He say, have faith in it, and if it puzzles you, you can feel the life of God's word in it. You know, you can tell. Preach it anyway. Preach it because He gave it to you. If you have a concern and you really don't want to preach it until you are satisfied, well, go and ask Him your questions. And then, but make sure you preach what He gave you. It's going to work. I do it all the time. When He say something that I say, wait a minute, Lord, I didn't know this. I say, where are the scriptures for this? And He'll give me the scriptures. And I say, well, I thought it was this way, and now you're saying it's that way. And I read it again. And then I have faith in it. And then I minister it to you. That's the only way I know to preach a perfect message. Without the taint of this world. See, preachers don't just preach the word. That's why you're going to have to learn to go to the Lord one-on-one. And if you can do that, you can do anything. See, the Lord has a strategy with all that He does. If you make an outline and you preach, I'm going to preach this. This is what Brother So-and-so preached. That was for that audience. The audience that you're going to minister to now may have totally different problems. See, a lot of preachers are going online preaching other people's sermons. The word that they preach may be 100% true and without fault. But they left the strategy of God. You can preach a good word out of time. But what if you preached it to that audience at the right time when they can receive it? At the wrong time, they may not receive it. And they may argue with it. The Lord knows what He's doing. You're going to have to trust Him. The Lord said, the biggest problem in the church is my people don't follow me. But when you're following Him, you're preaching a perfect word to that audience at that perfect time. Now, I know that all these broadcasts are on the website. Now, I'm going to tell you the power of God. He knows who's going to listen. And He also knows who's going to come back and listen. And He knows that they're going to get excited and they're going to come back and tell 10 of their friends and they're going to come back and listen. And 10 of those friends, some of them are going to call people from out of town and they're going to listen. And they might listen 5 months from the time that it first aired. And it would be a living word, current, to the need that they have that day. 5 years might go by and somebody might listen to a broadcast on a happenstance and the Holy Spirit knew that they were going to listen that day and that word would fit the cases of their life. So every broadcast is a work of the Holy Spirit. Timing, strategy is in the guidance of God. God knows every soul that's going to listen to these files, these broadcasts on the website, on newlivingletters.com. He knows your name, your history, where you're going, what you need. And He using me to speak something that's going to minister to people for years. And ministers, He will do the same thing for you. And once you're being guided by the Lord, make sure you record it because He can do the same thing in your ministry. Create a website and put everything where people can get to it. And by all means, make it free. Jesus said, freely you receive, freely give. Yeah, but I want to get paid. If you obey God, he's going to take care of you. You don't have to worry about. See, people sell sermons. Don't sell the sermon. Give it away. When the people get strong, they'll get blessed and they'll bless you. It's going to take a long time, but do it God's way. Quit taking shortcuts. See, sometimes I've seen that all people sell the tapes and the CDs. I don't say nothing. Make it available. Put it on a website where they can get on their smartphone and go listen to it. If they get built up, then they won't be so needy. And a lot of pastors, they struggle to grow because the people remain needy because they don't study the word. And they always call the pastor and worry him. And the Lord, call him if you need to, but learn to stand on your own two feet. Learn to rely on the Lord for yourself. I'm talking to everybody, pastors, Christians, and even unsaved people. Get saved, believe on Jesus Christ, and start asking him questions. And when you go to church, if you're in the presence of the Lord, he's going to call that pastor to say what you need. You don't even have to make appointments. When you go to church, if you got a hungry heart, the Lord's going to fill your heart with his word. When the Lord teaches me something new that I never before, and when I'm in church, and I'm trying to receive what God says so I can be faithful, if he said it, I got to be faithful to it, and I got to believe it, and I got to preach it. And many times, the ministers at the church in Sunday school, and sometimes the ministers that minister on Wednesday night or Sunday morning, and especially Pastor McCann, the Lord, he will confirm what he gave me in my prayer room. And sometimes the Lord will give me teachers. I receive it. Some things I easily receive. Some things I get puzzled at because it's new to me. And then the Lord will give me another piece of that puzzle through other men and women of God. And Pastor McCann, it'll be in the course of his message. I say, I hear you, Lord. I thank you for it. Now, when it's time for me to minister that word, I'm in God's strategy. I'm in God's plan. I'm preaching what he gave for that audience. I don't have any questions about it. And it exposed whatever I needed to be exposed so I don't make mistakes. And it all works together. See, it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. So why don't Christians trust the Spirit of God? Why are they always ridiculed and question the Spirit of God? He can't tell you nothing but the truth. He gave you dreams. He gave you warnings. You dream about your child having a car wreck and don't pray. How come people just, then they say something told. The Holy Spirit ain't just a something. He's the heart of God. Why not trust him? Why not take him at his word? Why not take him at his word the first time? Don't let him go to the hospital all laid up with them tubes and something told me to pray and you was too busy thinking about your own life that you didn't even pray for your own child. And now they laid up in the hospital. Now you got to believe God for their healing. He tried to prevent the whole problem. Happens all the time, even every day. I hear so many people, something told me not to do this. Why not just trust him? He guiding you. A healthy study of the word of God will help you be more sensitive to the heart of God when he's talking to you. It's like God got to sound alarms to get people's attention. And then if you believed on Jesus Christ, he can talk to you whenever you want to. If you're a sinner, you're just missing out on something good. And so many Christians, they lack experience talking to the Lord that they don't expect it. So when they get people saved, they live a way that they don't expect God to move. All Christians don't expect God to move in their life. And the Lord do the best he can with the level of faith that they got. So when people get saved and they see you a certain way, that's all they expect. However much the pastor has grown, because people preach their persuasions along with the word of God. They don't just preach the pure word of God. If they doubt God somewhere, they preach that doubt with their faith, and it nullifies the body. If they don't believe God still heals, for instance, they don't preach that God still heals. Or they preach it in them, and they'll say, well, God heals sometimes. Sometimes we don't. We don't know why he don't always heal. So if he don't always heal you, just trust him anyway. But a preacher that know better going to preach it better. They're going to say, by Jesus' stripes, he healed you, period. So if you need healing, go take your healing. Go receive it. If you struggle to receive your healing, go back and read the scriptures till you know you healed. Till you know for yourself by his stripes I'm healed. One man said, Jesus, I don't help my unbelief. And the Lord helped his unbelief, helped him conquer his unbelief. So he could get his people healed. He wants you to know him. God wants you to know who he is and how he works. But you can't do it unless you take him at his word. And if you have no experience with healing, you have no experience with God blessing you financially, and you're a preacher, and you really want your people to go forward in life, all right, you're going to have to go back to the word and get a healthy understanding of the way God prospers. Read about how he prospered others. Read about how he healed others. And if you believe he healed sometimes, try to find the people that Jesus refused to heal sometimes. And you're not going to be able to find them, because everybody that came to him for healing got healed. The only limitation he had was the unbelief of his own hometown. And some of the people he healed didn't even like him. So, if God will heal contrary people, why won't he heal a person that loves him? So people preach excuses because excuses are in their heart. The word of God will help you drive out those excuses and those back doors and the unbelief and the doubt and the lack of experience. And you will be able to courageously and boldly preach God's word as it is. And then what's going to happen? People are going to start having faith for the word of God. And it's going to take time. It can take days, it can take weeks, it can take months. But if you continually preach the word of God, you're going to see a change in your congregation. And if anybody start preaching the word of God in truth, especially the pastor, because people look at them the strongest. Now, you may have some ministers that are slow to get on board. They'll still preach that old unbelief. But if the pastor won't do it, it's hard to change people's mind when a pastor won't get on board. So what you'll have to do is pray for the people and pray for yourself and believe God to handle that problem. But when a pastor get on board, because people look to those pastors, then they'll get on board. See, you can only bear fruit after your kind and your type. So if you want to change your kind and your type, the kind of people that, if you want them to grow looking under Jesus, you got to do it first. And you got to encourage them to do it on their own. See, anybody can look to Jesus and grow. You can grow beyond any pastor if you want to. There's nothing you can't learn. Pastors are there to help you. I want people to grow beyond me. God called me to be an apostle. But look at it this way. The best of my knowledge, if I do all this in God's heart, the least, though, now, of the people that hear me out, and they start young, in time, the word of God will make them much, 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 much wiser than I am. They may not even be an apostle, but they'll be so far ahead compared to where I am. because they're going to receive what God has given me, and then they're going to have the enemy going to try to harass their life, and they're going to learn to conquer them, and they're going to do much better than I can do right now. Jesus put it this way. He said, "He that believe will do greater works than me." In John chapter 14. It's not a competition. I want people to grow as far as they can grow, far beyond me. I'm not offended if somebody's smarter. I want them to do a better job, because that means more people gonna get saved. And that's the way. That's the influence that I give to people. So if they pick it up and go forward, that'll be the kind of people they'll produce. We only bear fruit after our kind. The only way to change the type of people and the kind of people that comes up under your ministry is to receive the heart of God and broadcast it, and filter it, and get rid of and purge out the lies of Satan that we picked up along the way.